inches of snow possible and a low of 27. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 26 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho are still on the lookout for a white supremacist prison inmate and his accomplice who fled after the accomplice shot and wounded corrections officers. Skylar Meade was being transported back to prison from the hospital he was taken to in what police say was a self-inflicted injury. The longtime interpreter and close friend of Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani was fired by the Dodgers on Wednesday following allegations of illegal gambling and theft from Ohtani. Fleeing Haiti, dozens of Americans caught up in the gang violence.
The days were turning into weeks, the weeks were turning into months.
Philippe Armand recalling the harrowing journey.
The very difficult part was getting around and making it to the airport for the to fly out.
Gangs have a stranglehold on the capital city.
ABC's Matt Rivers in Port-au-Prince. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting the Middle East for the sixth time since October 7th. He is in Egypt again, trying to broker a peace deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News. Doctors across the country finding more children with ADHD. New research shows cases are up by about 2.5% compared to 2019. Congress has a lot on its plate. The agreement to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week just released overnight. The House expected to vote on it Friday, leaving the Senate only a few hours to pass it as well. Senators also getting a lesson in the security worries around TikTok. They got a classified briefing as they consider a bill that could ban the app. Here's ABC's Andrea Fuji.
The bill passed by the House would force ByteDance to sell the app or face a ban in the U.S. Still no word if the Senate will take up that bill, but there appears to be growing support for some sort of action later this spring.
And there may be a plea deal in the works for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. The Wall Street Journal says that the Department of Justice is considering a deal as Assange flights extradition to the U.S. He is facing charges for publishing classified documents about the military. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Kirstie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Join South Central Livestock Exchange for two exciting auctions today. Slaughter auction kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the feeder cattle auction at 4. Early consignments are welcome. Contact Barry Engel at 608-963-1006, Justin Tibbetts at 608-574-5809, or Mitchell Rico at 608-475-6795 to secure your spot. And don't miss the bread cow sale, now rescheduled for today at 4 p.m. following the feeder cattle sale. Due to forecasted weather, the sale has been moved to this afternoon, Thursday. South Central Livestock Exchange is located at S4340 County Highway S in Reedsburg. It's the place to be for top quality cattle auctions. Get ready for an action-packed day of buying and selling. See you today at Central Livestock Exchange.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, and of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Hello, I'm Karen Tepley, and I'm running for mayor of Richland Center. Do you want your community to have leadership who can also work as a team member to move projects forward, like housing, development for downtown and beyond, while also respecting expertise of our city staff with experience, unwavering dedication, and the necessary time to serve? I offer you confidence in your vote for me, Karen Tepley, on April 2nd, paid for by Friends of Karen Tepley.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, everything is still on track for a wintry blast of weather coming in tonight into tomorrow morning. Winter weather advisories have been posted across our region, in fact, covering most of the state of Wisconsin. Around our area, this starts at 1 o'clock Friday morning, goes through 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. The latest data is bringing the heaviest snow right across southern Wisconsin. Some places could see locally over 6 inches. In fact, over toward Milwaukee, some places might get over 8 inches by midday tomorrow. So definitely a slow Friday morning commute. Keep that in mind. We should get a break later tomorrow and Saturday before the next large storm comes out of the Rocky Mountains, tracking up through the Midwest Sunday into Monday. The current track on that takes the heaviest snow from the Dakotas up through Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin, where some places could see upwards of a foot. It'll be much lighter around here, and in fact transition over to rain by Sunday night into Monday. We could get a sizable amount of rain, maybe a half inch to an inch, through Monday night. Somewhat cooler conditions will filter in by the middle of next week. Otherwise, for today, cloud cover with a few peaks of sun possible. High near 39 degrees, wind variable close to 5. Tonight, snow developing by midnight or so, 2 to 4 inches possible, low at 27, east wind around 10. Friday, snow tapering off by late morning with another 2 or 3 inches possible. Some breaks of sun later in the day with a high of 37, wind becoming northwest around 10 miles an hour. Friday night, mostly clear and cold, low at 14. Saturday, partly sunny and chilly with a high again at 37 degrees. On Sunday, cloudy and breezy with a 50% chance of light snow, possibly becoming a wintry mix late in the day. An inch or two of snow is possible. Low 23 with a high of 40. Monday, breezy and cloudy with periods of rain, high 48. And Tuesday, some scattered light rain turning to snow flurries, high near 43 and then falling. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 26 degrees currently in Richland Center, and that is after a midnight reading of 43. Record high 81 for this day in 2012. Record low 8 degrees below zero in 1965. Last year's high was 54, while the low was 30. Sunset will happen at 7:15 this evening, while the morning sunrise tomorrow will be just after 7, and it could be rising on a little bit of snow, the way it sounds. Right now, the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.29. No precipitation today. After a low of 24, we're at 26 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by WRCO Sports Booster Club. Coming up, an update on the area scene, the schedule for today in softball, and the big NCAA Big Dance. They start dancing later today.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Today in high school softball, a few teams are out and about on the area diamonds. Riverdale will be taking on Cashton. Now be aware that is a 4:30 start time, and it will be only a varsity game today at Riverdale. The Chieftains out for their first official game after a scrimmage on Tuesday. River Valley plays its second softball game of the week. They will be doing battle against Viroqua. That's a 5 o'clock start time for both the JV and varsity games this afternoon for River Valley at Viroqua. A few area track teams will be getting out and about as well in the next couple of days. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville will be hosting a meet that gets underway today at 5:30. An indoor event, field events, and running events both begin at 5:30 today at UW-Platteville. Even more area teams will be involved in an indoor tournament at Platteville coming up this Saturday as well. Other softball games in the area: Southwestern is at East Dubuque. Highland plays at Dodgeville this afternoon. Boscobel is at DeSoto, and Lodi at DeForest. Also in the local area scene, the Sting Night will be coming up soon for the Richland Center Sports Boosters. Sting Night, Hall of Fame Night, and this year, College Athletic Signing Night will take place. Former Hornet athletes Ed Makovic, Vern Lewis, Jamie Kenothi-Pauls, and Eric Olson will be inducted into the Richland Center Hall of Fame, class of 2024. Plus, as mentioned, on the 13th of April, after the Athletic Hall of Fame inductions, they will also feature Athlete Signing Day, as several Hornets will be officially putting their name on the dotted line for upcoming schooling and sports opportunities, including Teague Perkins in football, Lane Miller in baseball, Roman Johnson in golf, Emma Hady wrestling, and Kaylee Peterson for track and cross country as well. Again, save the date, April 13th at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall. They'll get underway at 5:30 that evening. Bowling scores from the Merchants Bowling League. The series high for the teams belonged to Morris Heating and Cooling with a 28-34. Kelly's Coffee had a 27-82. Badger State Duct Cleaning a 27-65. Game honors went to Morris Heating and Cooling with a 1,000 game. Gauger Salvage 983. Badger State Duct Cleaning a 971. Jason Gerner had the top series, a 678. Andy Keller a 658. And DJ Adams, a 646. Top game, Isaac Davison, a 278. DJ Adams, a 258. Jason Gerner, a 257 in the Merchants Bowling League. Well, the Bucks closed within a rush at Boston, but then could not get it done in the end as Boston held on for a 122-119 win. Milwaukee was playing without superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo. Jason Tatum scored 31 for Boston. It was a good look for Milwaukee despite the defeat. The Celtics are running away with the Eastern Conference lead. Damian Lillard led the Bucks scoring column with 32 points. Bobby Portis added 24 to go with 15 rebounds. Boston led by 21 at one point, and it was late in the game before Milwaukee cut the margin below 10. Milwaukee hosts the Brooklyn Nets coming up on Thursday. In other games from the NBA, Indiana 122, Detroit 103, Miami 107, Cleveland 104, Sacramento over Toronto 123-89. Oklahoma City beat Utah 119-107, the Clippers 116, Portland 103, Phoenix 115, Philadelphia 102, and Golden State over Memphis 137-116. The Badgers are preparing for their game coming up in the NCAA tournament on Friday night. A couple of Badgers on the sports this morning talking about the upcoming games. Chucky Hepburn bounced back after an injury his freshman year, which knocked him out early of the game in the NCAA tournament a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was definitely hard, you know, going out like that and not being able to fight out there with my brothers. You know, definitely tough, but no more experience. You know, I'm just trying to take it one game at a time, prepare my body for this tournament this week, and you know, we hope to make a long run in this tournament. So you know, we gotta do whatever we gotta do to get our bodies right, our mental right, and you know, just go out there and compete.
Stephen Krall says getting more aggressive has helped him.
I think just changing my mindset to being more aggressive, because I think we're better when I'm aggressive, and these guys tell me that and the coaches tell me that, and so just changing my mindset to look for mine a little bit more.
It's a big accomplishment, but there's nothing unusual about Marquette playing in the postseason. Effective Friday, when the Golden Eagles take on Western Kentucky, the men's basketball program will be a part of the field for the NCAA tournament for the 36th time. Friday's game will be played in the Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. This will be just the second meeting all time between the two college basketball programs. There is a slight connection, though. Golden Eagles assistant Neil Berry worked at the Kentucky school for 3 years, starting in 2005. Games get underway today in the NCAA tournament. Actually, later this morning, Akron plays Creighton at the PPG Paints Arena. Also in the East today, the Chicago Health Center, Omaha. Duquesne will take on BYU. And this afternoon, early on, it will be Long Beach State playing Arizona. Michigan State will open up tournament play around 11:15 today when they take on Mississippi State. In the play-in games, the first four play-in games completed last night, Colorado was a winner against Boise State, 60-53. And Grambling State was an overtime winner over Montana State, 88-81. The University of Wisconsin women's hockey team is in the field of the Frozen Four for the 15th time in history. The Badgers are seeded second, and they will meet the third-seeded Colgate Raiders Friday night at 6:30. The game will be played at the Whitmore Center Arena in Durham, New Hampshire. The winner of that game takes on the team that emerges from an Ohio State-Clarkson battle the same night. The national championship game is on the schedule for Sunday at 4 p.m. Here's Badger women's hockey coach Mark Johnson.
Obviously, the magnitudes of the game are higher. Everybody can see the finish line now. There's only four teams left, and the season's over on Sunday, and somebody's going to be a national championship Sunday afternoon, early evening. And so you can see that light at the end of the tunnel, which creates excitement because you're still playing. But the routine and the way you go about, I mean, we're creatures of habits.
Colgate and Wisconsin met in a regional final game last season with the Badgers taking the upset 4-2. And also, the Packers are bringing back a bunch of familiar faces to fill the team's defensive backfield. ESPN is reporting cornerback Robert Rochelle has re-signed with the Packers. There's been no formal announcement of terms, but the deal should be for something just under $3 million. Rochelle becomes the third defensive back returning. The front office already nailed down Keyshawn Nixon and Corey Ballantyne after solid seasons. It looks like Jair Alexander will be one of the starting cornerbacks, and Eric Stokes and Carrington Valentine will compete for the other spot this summer. Rochelle played in 9 games for the Packers last season on the field for 112 snaps on special teams. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen-fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
Winter sports awards plus history is made with the first WIAA-sanctioned lacrosse games. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSnetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The winter sports season is officially complete with the exciting boys basketball state tournament that was held over the weekend. Before we fully move into spring sports, there are a number of awards that have come out recently that need to be highlighted. The Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association announced last week that Wisconsin Lutheran senior Con Knipple was selected as the Mr. Basketball in the state. The Duke recruit would go on to lead the Vikings to a Division II state title and perfect 30-0 record. Knipple headlined the WBCA Boys All-State team that was released this week as a three-time first-team pick in Division II. St. Thomas More senior Amari McCautry was also a first-team choice in Division III for a third consecutive year. In addition, there were 17 repeat All-State selections in the respective divisions. Head over to wissports.net for the full WBCA All-State list. This week marked a milestone in high school sports, as for the first time in more than 40 years, a new WIA-sanctioned sport is added, lacrosse. The very first lacrosse games for both boys and girls were held on Tuesday, as 39 boys teams and 36 girls teams will compete in the first season, with an anticipation of the number of players and teams growing substantially in future seasons, now that it has moved under the WIAA umbrella after 20-plus years as a club sport. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Does your yard need a green makeover? At B&B Tree Services, they've got your trees covered. From tree pruning to removal, health assessments, and emergency services, they're your local tree specialists. Their expert team is dedicated to top-notch customer service. Need that stubborn stump gone? They do that too. At B&B Tree Services, for all your tree needs. Call them today at 608-738-9399 and let your trees thrive.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTrue front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTrue, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
The 6th Annual Red Fest Red Angus Sale is Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange. With the auction starting at 1 p.m., beef producers, add local top-notch genetics to your herd this spring with our selection of bulls, bred cows, heifers, cow-calf pairs, and open heifers. Online bidding is available at dvauction.com and cattleusa.com. Please register to buy online prior to the sale. Visit redfestsale.com to view up-to-date information. Red Fest, Sunday, March 24th at the Bloomington Livestock Exchange.
I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now, so they asked me to announce their special customer event, Us Days. I said, I get nervous. Maybe we record it somewhere relaxing like a hot tub? Us Days means exclusive offers like up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone, which I'll be needing because I just dropped my phone.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Get up to $1,200 to upgrade to any new phone. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
Us Days is a special upgrade event for all eligible customers. Now through April 3rd, visit Cell Plus, your authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
She ever wanted, that was once upon a time. She was all you ever needed, that's what makes it such a crime. How you took her heart for granted, how you threw her love away. Now you still don't understand it, if you did you'd never say. It was too good to be true. What did you expect a girl as good as her to? What do you think would make that woman go find somebody new? She's not too good to be true. She's just too good to be true to you. Just because she never sits so it doesn't mean you didn't see. Every time you stole an apple off somebody else's tree. Late last night, that lipstick litter she left on the bedroom door. So you don't get it, and you ain't gonna get it anymore. That was too good to be true. What did you expect a girl as good as her?
Michael Peterson on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. Cloudy skies and 26 degrees. We're still up just 2 from the overnight low. Coming up, an entertainment news update and trivia 2 in the next 15 or so. Here's Gary Lovox.
We ain't got much where I come from. Some gravel in a black top, and we hold on to everything we got. We got grit, we got guts, we got pride, we got tough. Ain't no giving up, run through our veins, backs to the wall, we'll find a way. Never say quit, never say die. Fight. We don't bark much, we just hang tight. Sometimes the underdogs got the baddest bite. It's how we were born.
fight.
I saw the tears falling from your eyes and I thought, well, you're too pretty not to wear a smile. Hope you don't mind if I sit down for a while, 'cause I want to keep a little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. Hey, barman, will you bring us two? I want to keep a little talk about the past. Here's a moving forward and not looking back. A little later we can take it to the dance floor, but until then let's order a couple more cups. I want to get a little time with you. A little salt and a lime will do. Hey, barman, will you bring us to?
Party on WRCO and Tequila Little Time. The Mega Millions jackpot has reached $977 million for Friday night's drawing after no tickets matched all six numbers on Tuesday night. 977, that's all? Okay. The estimated jackpot was $893 on Tuesday night with a cash prize of $421.4 million. The cash prize for Friday's drawing, $461 million. Wow. And Jake Gyllenhaal in the news. He knew there would be some challenges in remaking a beloved film like Roadhouse, but he had been there before. Gyllenhaal says when the original Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze came out, hardly anyone saw it and nobody liked it. But then it found its audience. Gyllenhaal says the first time he had met Swayze was on the set of Donnie Darko, a film with the same trajectory. Gyllenhaal says the Roadhouse remake features a solid cast and the fights look good. The new Roadhouse streams starting today on Amazon Prime.
Well, the road.
tonight to a better place than the one we're at. And I ain't got no kind of plan that I've had all this town I can stand. And I got friends out on the coast. We can jump in the water and see what flows. We've been saving for a rainy day. Let's beat the storm and be on our way. And it don't matter to me wherever we are, but I wanna be. And honey, for once in our lives, let's take our chances and roll the dice. I can be your lucky penny, you can be my four-leaf clover, starting over. Time. There's rivers to cross and hills to climb. Some days we might fall apart, and some nights might feel cold and dark. But nobody wins afraid of losing, and the hard roads are the ones we're choosing. And smile and know it was worth every mile. It don't matter to me wherever we are, where I wanna be. And honey, for once in our lives, let's take our chances and roll the dice. I can be your lucky penny, you can be my four-leaf clover, starting over.
Stapleton on Country and Community WRCO. It's 22 minutes before 9.
Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship is this Saturday with registration starting at 10. Bags fly at 11. Located at Wisconsin Riverside Resort, pre-registration is recommended. Call, text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Entry fee $20 per team. Bring your bags and partner. Double elimination, 6 games guaranteed, absolutely no ghost allowed. If you don't have a partner, let them know. There may be someone else looking for a partner as well. This Saturday, the bags fly for a great cause. Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship is given to select graduates of River Valley High School attending a vocational technical college. Great times and a great event. See you Saturday at Wisconsin Riverside Resort at 10 a.m.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Attention business owners and homeowners. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean is your go-to solution for unparalleled cleaning services. Whether it's your commercial space, residence, or even your beloved vehicle, we specialize in delivering top-notch cleanliness at its best. Our dedicated team personally serves our clients, ensuring professional results that you deserve. You can trust Brad, Kevin, and Jules for a spotless finish. Ready to experience cleanliness like never before? Call us today at 647-2601. That's 647-2601. Brad, Kevin, and Jules Carpet Clean, where excellence meets cleanliness for both commercial and residential spaces.
Get the lowest prices of the year at the 53rd Annual Sales Fair on now at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Huge savings on gates, fencing, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one free on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Check out all the deals at NelsonEggerCenter.com. Sales Fair is on now through Sunday, March 24th at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Stop by TriStar Gifts and More as well. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Trivia time on a Thursday. We give you the opportunity to win. If you know this television theme song, give us a call. Listen carefully. Name that TV theme and win a great prize today from TriStar Gifts and More.
A more four-letter word than a Sunday prayer, more back road than a front pew. I ain't always been tight with the man upstairs. Them scriptures, I can quote a few. She's a cross on a chain and a red wine stain on her mamaw's hand-me-down Bible. I heart Tennessee, John 3:16 on a bumper of a white Chevy Tahoe. She's a little up there, down here. Puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back. Hangs her handle by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth. The grace to my grit and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down on cold beer. She's a little up there, down here. Amen. Amen. Well, she's an FM hymn with her hand in the wind. Little saint in my shotgun seat. It's like G-O-D, heard an S-O-S, I'm one lucky S-O-B. Yeah, I could see me and her in a stained glass church, just married cans rolling down the highway. Yeah, when life gets a little bit sideways, she's a little up there, down here. Puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back. Hangs her handle by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell.
proof. Little angel in my red wing boots. She's a little up there, down here. Puts a little King James in my John Deere. Thank the Lord the girl's got my back. Hangs her head on by my car hard hat. I'ma raise a little hell, she's heaven on earth. The grace to my grit and the rain to my dirt. I'm a little down on cold beer. She's a little up there, down here. I'm a little down on cold beer. She's a little up there, down here.
Trivia, yeah. Oh, it's a tough one, maybe. Hello. It debuted in 1979 and ran through 1986. Quite a long time. Give you a hint, it was a medical drama and a spin-off of another successful CBS television show. 608-647-4155. The trivia question of the day today.
It ain't how long it is, it's how well it's lived. It's the journey, it's the ride. The longer I live, the more I'm alive. The longer I live, the more I learn how to just be patient, wait my turn. We all got dreams to chase, it ain't a race, ain't about coming in first. The longer I live, the more I learn. I need other people telling me who to be. I finally understand that who I am works just fine for me. The longer I live, the less I need. My blessings, count them up. No matter how bad it gets, the way it is sure beats the way it was. The longer I live, the more I love. The longer I live, the more I love.
All right, we have just gotten off the phone with a scholar today that knew the right answer. Congratulations to my old buddy John McNerlin. He knew the right answer. The theme song is from the 1979 through 86 medical drama known as Trapper John M.D. Pretty quite successful show, really. I think I saw a few episodes of that. But I remember, you know, being a MASH fan and thinking that, wow, Trapper John's got his own show. Oh, it's not that funny, I guess. No, it's not. I mean, it had maybe some comedy parts in it, but one of the rare ones that went from a comedy to a drama. And Pernell Roberts played Trapper John. And that was the other thing I remember saying, I don't look like Trapper John. You know, that doesn't look like Wayne Rogers. Or Elliot Gould played the part in the film. But Trapper John on his own, and it made a star of a few other well-known folks like Gregory Harrison, who you still will see in a Hallmark movie from time to time, and there were some others. Lorna Luft was in that, too, some well-known actors and actresses. Madge Sinclair, Brian Mitchell, Charles Seibert in Trapper John, M.D. So it was a spinoff of MASH, kind of loosely based on that. The only other one that comes to mind that went that route was, I think, about Mary Tyler Moore and the comedy that was. And then when Lou Grant was developed, I'm like, Lou Grant's in a new funny show. Oh, it's not funny, is it? No, he works at a paper, and it's serious. Oh, well, that was kind of the trend back then. John wins a great prize today, courtesy of our friends. Just a kitty corner from WRCO, TriStar Gifts and More, and TriStar Mulch.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's apple sipping season at A&W, the perfect time to enjoy one of our new apple pie shakes. Each sip feels like fall in a mug. A delicious combination of apples, spices, and vanilla soft serve. Come on in and get to sipping, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Join South Central Livestock Exchange for two exciting auctions today. Slaughter auction kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the feeder cattle auction at 4. Early consignments are welcome. Contact Barry Engel at 608-963-1006, Justin Tibbetts at 608-574-5809, or Mitchell Rico at 608-475-6795 to secure your spot. And don't miss the bread cow sale, now rescheduled for today at 4. 4 p.m. following the feeder cattle sale. Due to forecasted weather, the sale has been moved to this afternoon, Thursday. South Central Livestock Exchange is located at S4340 County Highway S in Reedsburg. It's the place to be for top quality cattle auctions. Get ready for an action-packed day of buying and selling. See you today at Central Livestock Exchange. Incumbent mayoral candidate Mr. Todd Coppernall, our guest on the first part of the morning show, and some other details coming up here on community events during our conversation time between 9 and 10. That's straight ahead on the radio. Chances to win tickets for Symphony on the Rocks coming up between 10 and noon. And we'll also have another text to win, a statewide contest from Civic Media beginning in the 10 o'clock hour. So be prepared for that. We're headed toward 39 later today. Right now, well on our way at 27 degrees.
I have been around this old block before. I've walked into abruptly closing doors. School in hard knocks, I've learned a lot about how a heart can break. I might not know. Been on the hurting side of pain. I might not know what love is, but I know what it ain't. It ain't showing up for dinner with the rose and Chardonnay and drinking by yourself. It ain't a postcard from Hawaii saying we can still be friends, but I met someone else.
I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later. We'll have a little community conversation for you coming up on today's morning show.